Yeah, do you know what a bear was?
A bear.
Barrel.
A barrel?
Barrow.
What did
you... Barrow, that was what you said was a... Okay, all right. Now, you feed a hog and you had them... If you had more than one... Did you have more than one trough?
One trough. You got a log, half a log.
Mm-hmm. Haul it out.
Right. And you pour that stuff in it. Now, some people will have more, but most of the time, you can't, you gotta have a long, because they get very straddled. That's all.
They'd have maybe two?
Huh?
They'd have maybe two?
More than that. Now, I was feeding them home with Miss Kira at home. Hog got straddled that log, keep it from eating. You see? Well, if you got a log like I'm telling you about, you can pour that feed in there, that slop in there where the thing will run, and everything can eat.
How many did they have?
Oh, they had a bunch of them, about 15, 20, maybe more.
20 what?
Hog. You see, you'll take one sow sometime, would have about 12 pigs. Because I had one with 9.
Yeah.
Well, the other sow I have, I don't remember the time that man just had some hog. Just a bunch of them. Had a great big pasture and had that same kind of pasture upstairs, with that post cut in the center. All in there, and they had that bayou, you'll see them hogs. You fat in the spring, not in the fall of the year, after they get through, not picking cotton, get through pulling corn, let them out.
And he fed them in 3 or 4?
Or you go out there with a basket of...
Troughs?
No, that time he feed them with pure corn. He take that basket of corn and throw it out there for them. Hog, cow, sheep, everything eating. That's right. That's the way he fed them. Don't you?
If you had 2 or 3 of these things, you
mean them hog?
No, the things you fed them in.
No, he had a basket made out of...
Two or three of these things that you put the slop in.
Oh, no, he never had one. Well, he had one about like that when he had them in a pen, to fatten them up. But to feed him, he never fed him in nothing like that. The man next door fed his hog, but he didn't have but 3 or 4 of him.
In what?
In one of them troughs. 3 or 4 of them, you can feed 3 or 4 of them. But man had that man hogging that the band had there, you couldn't feed them in that. You take that corn and scatter it over the yard. And then they go there and eat that corn.
Yeah.
And chicken eat and goose and everything else eat. Oh, you used to have a big crib full of corn. I'm telling you, it was something to it.
Yeah. If you had these things that you fed them in were called what? They were called.
We call that a, trough? In French, you call that a loge.
Or a trough?
Trough, yeah. In French, you call it a loge. The one you hew out, and you put it down. Well, there's no leak in that.
Have you ever made any of them?
Not me, but I seen it made. I never made it. I seen an old colored man, Ramon used to make them. And he sell them, too.
Sell
that trough, yeah. That time, everybody had hog, you see. Well, some feed from the slop, and then some feed from the crib, from the corn, and others got other things they give them. Well, they put it in the trough.
Hmm. And he sold lots of them?
Good many of them. People want that thing, knowing how they wear out.
He made lots of.
Oh, yes, sir. And, but most of the people, they feed their hog, with plenty of hog, feed them out of corn, feed corn crib. That's better.
Yeah.
More solid, that other stuff. It's good, but they ain't going to make the lot that corn will make. Because I see that man when he was killing hogs, sometimes he get 5 can of lot. I remember he killed a hog, he got 4 can off of one hog. Now you know that's some lot. That's correct.
Now, when you were, when you weaned a cow from a calf from its mother, it would start to what? It would start to
holler.
Yeah?
Yeah, that calf gonna holler, that old cow gonna holler. But most of the time, you just turn them both loose.
Yeah.
Brand them and turn them loose.